Neighbor, neighbor, it's well I met you.
I was listening to folk radio a few years ago, and I heard this kind of a little commercial for a traditional music show. And there was about 8 seconds of a song, and I knew exactly who it was. It was Almeda Riddle. It was an archival recording of Almeda Riddle singing an old British Isles ballad called Will the Weaver. And there was interesting hand-clapping percussion behind it. And I was desperate to find the whole source, because it was just like 8 or 10 seconds. And I recognized that voice, that unique voice of Almeda Riddle, who was from Greer's Ferry, Arkansas, or near Greer's Ferry. She lived from 1898 to 1986, and she is one of the most important ballad singers in Ozark music and American folk music. So I was really determined to find that song, and I contacted a friend here in Mountain View, Judy Klinkhammer. And so Judy knew how to get this song for me. She knew Almeda Riddle, and so I got to hear a little bit about her life, and she got me the whole source. But I never did get the source that had the hand clapping. Elwood and I recreated that. That was easy enough to do. Will the Weaver is kind of a brutal song. It's a ballad, and it's about adultery, and it has a lot of violence. It's very violent, and these songs are fascinating. They're often sung by these old ballad singers because there's some kind of lesson or some kind of moral in there, and that was one of the things that Almeda Riddle would say. She was also known as Granny Riddle, and you might notice the year I said she was born. She was born in 1898, and she was older than some of the other musicians that we ever knew. She was a whole generation older than some of our mentors. And Almeda got, quote-unquote, discovered by John Quincy Wolfe. He was a song collector and a ballad hunter and a professor in Arkansas. And she also, like some of the other old-time musicians, got brought into the folk revival. So she got to have a folk singing career. And she didn't really want that. She came from a very old culture where she didn't think women should be out in public. She didn't think women should be preachers. She thought it was immodest for a woman to appear on stage, and yet she did it anyway. She thought as a grandmother, she needed to sing these songs for her grandchildren, and she's referring to everybody as her grandchildren. She knew how important it was to sing these songs. And she came from a really hard scrabble type of life. She was the fifth of 8 children. Her father was a timber worker, but also a fiddler, a singer, and a teacher of shape note singing. So you hear in her delivery of Will the Weaver, you hear that really beautiful, unaccompanied singing vocal style, and it is a really good example of an old folk style that comes from the British Isles but is an old Arkansas style. In 1926, a tornado took the life of her husband and young baby. She had 3 other children, I believe, and you really get a sense when you see footage on her speaking that she had a very hard life and that she was a very modest person, and that her religion and her morality was really important to her. Another thing that she said that I loved and I really believe in, and she would say, don't let the performance get in the way of the song. She believed in letting the song and the narration of the song speak for itself. Almeda Riddle had one of the largest single repertoires documented by folk song scholars. And again, she was from near Greer's Ferry, Arkansas. She was thought to have known about 300 traditional songs. Granny Riddle's final in-state performance came in 1984 at the Ozark Folk Center here in Mountain View. So this cut is Almeda Riddle singing Will the Weaver, an old British Isles ballad.
Neighbor, neighbor, it's well I met you. I'm gonna tell this far to fret you. Will the Weaver's at your door. He went in, was seen no more. He ran home all in a wonder. He kicked the door and it roared like thunder. Who's that? The Weaver cried. That's my husband and you'd better hide. Up the chimney he did venture, in at the door her husband entered, searched the house, the room all round, not a sign of a man he found. While up the chimney he was gazing, there he saw in all amazing, poor little Willie the wretched soul, setting up a straddle of the pot rack pole. Oh, my lad, I'm glad I found you. I'll either kill, hang, or drown you. This he thought, but nothing spoke. I'm gonna stuff you well with smoke. Just to please his own desire, built himself a rousing fire. Poor little Willie, wretched soul, still set and straddle of the pot rack pole. He kindled on some more fuel. His wife cried, precious jewel, I'll forever be your wife if you'll spare my Willie's life. Catched him by his heels and jerked him with his fists so well he worked him every lick. Thus he spoke, come no more and stop my smoke. Who's as black as Will the Weaver? He's as black as a chimney sweeper. All his face, hands and clothes, two black eyes and a bloody nose. He ran home, his wife, she met him, up with a broom and down she fetched him. Turned his black all into red. Hush, Will the Weaver's dead.